Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Amy Willens of The Nation magazine, writing about Haiti, the mystery of the murder assassination of the President Moïse by actors known and unknown. The mystery here is driven in part by a seeking for solutions for Haiti these many decades, these many years, these many months, where the solution was never at hand, but was always obvious and apparent to people well-informed, like Amy. Amy, a very good evening to you. We begin with the mystery part. You say you've driven by the residence of the president of Haiti many times, and that this residence was easily penetrated by the killers and or their accomplices the night of the murder. And that strikes you as unusual. What does the residence look like? What do the guards that you've seen driving by it over the years look like? Good evening to you, Amy.
Oh, good evening, John. Well, you know, I'm from L.A., and in L.A. we have a lot of sort of gated communities with very, very, very rich people living on hills behind protection. And that is what President Moïse's house looked like. Lots of walls, unclimbable, unfriendly, wealthy, large. And from the street view, you didn't see much. I've now looked at it from the drone view, and it's a gigantic house, really. But it was well protected. Its driveways were protected. There was a lookout for a guard so he could phone in to the residents inside. There were armed guards around. And as I wrote in The Nation, I think, when you drove past, you didn't, like, stop to consider what was happening there because they – were very serious-looking security forces around the house.
And now we get into the fog of assassination. There are suggestions, there are theories, there are facts, and they don't add up. Here's what I understood, Amy, amateur reader of your very careful explication. To penetrate that security, to get into the president's residence, to the bedroom, to use weapons against him and his wife, you had to go through so many checks that it's impossible not to believe that the people who did this either were inside or knew someone inside or had permission of somebody in charge of security. There are detentions. There are people who have died in shootouts with the police. What do we now know firmly of facts of the thinking of who they were and how they got through all of that security?
Firmly, and the facts, I'm not sure I could say we really know anything. The shootouts you refer to and that I have spoken of and possibly written about, I don't know, in the flood of stuff I've written, whether I called them shootouts, apparently weren't shootouts. Apparently these guys had bullet holes in the backs of their heads, these suspects, and there was no, shootout at the OK Corral kind of scene. With these suspects, they were just executed. So we don't know why that is, first of all. There was a big sweep of suspects afterwards, many of them Colombian mercenaries hired to do protection for some Haitian. We don't know whom, really, although there are lots of people who've participated in that kind of stuff, bringing in people to protect them because the police aren't going to protect them and they need protection in the streets of Haiti. We know that although the president was killed and his wife badly injured in the attack, no guard was harmed in the making of this assassination. No security guard was harmed. And that is a very suspicious thing. And it's why people immediately in Haiti started saying this is an inside job of some kind. Now, we don't know if it's an inside job by some of the security people who are working for Moïse at his residence, or whether it's an inside job in so much as they were paid off or at least ordered to leave the premises or not to respond to the attack by someone. Who the someone is remains a mystery.
Yes, the mystery, compelling. The FBI is now said to be involved in the investigation, and we leave the fog of assassination alone and turn to what is now in place of President Moisi. It's a man who previously served as prime minister, although not recently or currently, because most of the government, to my reading, had been dismissed or had wandered away from President Moisi, who was leading the country entirely by himself. I think the legislature had been unhorsed as well. Who is Ariel Henry? What do we need to know about Ariel Henry? What do we need to know about him?
Well, Ariel Henry is a neurosurgeon. He's probably one of maybe 3 to 5 neurosurgeons practicing in Haiti. And there's not a lot of very high level physicians in Haiti of that kind, because you need a lot of support to do neurosurgery. He trained in France, by the way, just so you know. And he has been in government before. He's moved from one president to another, sort of irregardless of their ideological persuasion. And he is a functionary as well as a neurosurgeon. He was named prime minister by President Moïse the day before President Moïse was assassinated. And when President Moïse was assassinated, the old prime minister who had been fired was still prime minister. And the international community first said, okay, you stay, to the old prime minister. And then there was a lot of wheeling and dealing among the Haitians. And anyway, Ariel Henry emerged like a phoenix from the ashes. And now he is the interim head of government before elections can be held, if they can ever be held, sometime in the nearish to a little bit farther future.
I'm struck by the fact, I think I understood, that the now president, temporary president or the transitional president is surrounded by a cabinet of men who have served before. Is that correct? All of these are former ministers of Moisi's government or in sympathy with Moisi's governance these many years.
Well, many of them are. The new minister of justice is a Moïse appointee. It's like a continuation of Moïse. And you might ask, why shouldn't it be? The president was assassinated. Why not keep his legacy going? But I would respond, he was a really bad president. Haiti needs a new kind of vision, and it shouldn't be the vision of Jovenel Moïse, much as it is seriously terrible and sad that he was killed and wrong and bad for Haiti. But nonetheless, he was not the answer to Haiti's problems,
Now the question of governance, we will come to the solutions, but the governance, you very carefully make it clear that Haiti's governance is not about duty or responsibility or servant of the people. It's about what I could loosely describe treasures that can come to people who serve government. I'm using that word because I don't want to use the word loot. These men who are on the cabinet, are they part of that problem or are they part of that solution presently?
Well, you know, I can't say. People rise to occasions, people change. But when I look at the lineup, I would say, yeah, they're part of the corruption. And my biggest fear, of course, is that they don't want people to know who killed Moïse, because to know who killed Moïse it's going to be too much understanding of what's been going on in Haiti recently that has led to the disruption of Haitian society, to the disaster that is the crime and kidnapping in the streets, to the falling, you know, GNP and the crisis of the economy in Haiti. It's just terrible where this government has led. And it's not easy to be president of Haiti, but I would say Moïse and his predecessor, Michel Martelly, did an outstandingly bad job at trying to improve things for the Haitian people.
We've set the scene. Now we turn to the solution. What is to be done? I'm speaking with Amy Willens, writing at The Nation magazine, about Haiti, which is, from my reporting over these years, not a popular conversation in Washington, no matter the administration. It appears not to be popular right now for the Biden administration, but there are Haitians who have solutions when we return. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.